Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
What do I do? I'm in the checking queue with my case. So I stand there and think, right, I need to back out. So I'll go under the ropes, sit down for a bit and phone and text these people to say, cancel my hotel, I can't get on the flight, Dubai's closed down. And then there's a bit of a stressful moment. I think, oh gosh, what if I'd gotten through check-in? What if I was already in Dubai? But that was okay. And then I get this lightning, this bulb, and I just go, aha, this is a weekend when I had two things at once.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I am joined by the incredible Maxine Blake. Maxine has spent 37 years managing educational institutions. She has a master's of education and sings in a gospel choir, which is pretty rad. She's also the author of Don't Poo in the Pudding Bowl. I like that. And if you want more Maxine on Broken Bulbs, you can check out episode 53. But today, she fell and cut herself right before a big performance. That's coming up after the break. Real quick, before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Maxine Blake, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Oh, do you know what, Alex? I think I have this reputation of falling down or exposing myself in so many ways that I could carry on for a long time. Yep, I'm ready whenever you are.
I love it. I mean, turns out you have a hard time with gravity. So last time we talked about your skirt falling down, this time we're talking about you falling down in a crack between the stage. Can you give us the setup here? What was happening?
Oh, my life. My goodness. I want to go my life. I think I do like 50 things at once. I'm always rushing here and there. So I happened to be at the airport in Manchester, UK. I was in the check-in queue, and I do some external work for an English education body. And I look at my phone and I go, okay, it's this guy in Dubai just saying, we're all ready for you, you know, happy that you're coming over. And it goes, really hope you haven't caught the plane yet. We've cancelled. And this is just last year, start of lockdown. Dubai is locking down to everybody. And I stand there in the queue going, what do I do? I teach and also I sing in a gospel choir. And that weekend, we'd had the offer to back a house band, so a local gig. And it was quite a big gig. And I was going, oh, Dubai or singing. I knew I had no choice. I had to go to Dubai. But then suddenly Dubai was... it was not in the picture. So I text my director, my choir director, and just go, any chance of me coming along just to support you guys? Because I know the six is already there, but it'd be really nice just to be hang out and just, you know, to be in with the vibes in the crowd. She said, yeah, come along. Secretly, I'm hoping that somebody has dropped out in the choir and then I can sing. Because I'd learned all the lyrics, I'd learned all the stuff already. So I turn up, we do a rehearsal, and yeah, one of the tenor guys, so I can sing tenor and alto as well. One of the tenor guys was really late. And so he said, yeah, I can't make it. I'm just going, yes. And she said, Maxine, can you step in? I go, yeah, happily. Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm already dressed, got all my gear on. And so it starts. So we do the rehearsal, but then the band aren't on till about midnight and I'm shattered. I've been up early in the morning trying to get this flight that I then couldn't get in Manchester. And so the decks are on the stage, the decks are in the front and the crowd are before us. And we have on the stage, there are six of us. So there are six mics, we're all mic'd up. And the stage is in a bit of a V shape. So I see that there's a gap and I just go to one of the guys, just watch that gap down there. And so the lights go down, smoke is filled. And then the band start, you know, the DJ starts playing. We go, yep, we're on. So I walk on and suddenly I take this step and I fall down this hole. And I'm like that. I'm thinking, I'm not mic'd up, not mic'd up. One of the guys grabs me and just whispers, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, fine. I'm going to carry on. And I kind of feel the blood trickling down my knee. I'm just going, Maxine, you're being paid for this gig. You're a professional. Just carry on singing. So I put my legs across the V shape to make sure I'm standing on both sides of the stage, singing my heart out on this mic and just going, yeah, looking around. Can anybody see me? I can't see anybody in front. So maybe nobody saw me fall down. And even a person to my left. So, and I feel my legs getting a bit sticky and a bit sore. So we do the first set. We get off. I'm back at the stage. I just roll my trouser leg up and I can see I'd already got a hole in my trouser leg and I could see the blood's coming down. I kind of quietly just mop this blood and just go, yeah, just get on. Because you've got, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning now. I'm going to have to just get out there and do it and then just tell them later. So I do the second set and Tom says, you okay? And this time he guides me onto the stage like I'm this old woman. Well, I kind of am. So I went, yeah, I'm fine. And I did the whole set, came off and then just go, guys, guess what I did? I fell off the back of the stage. And the woman who's standing to my left went, I didn't even notice. And I went, yeah, that's the kind of person I am. But you've got to carry on, you know. And I was just really lucky that even the DJ right in front of me hadn't noticed a thing, but literally I'd fallen a foot down the back of this stage, went back up and thought, right, what's my first note? Oh my goodness, all these lyrics are going around in my head and just start belting this stuff out and just go, yeah, that's just a normal part of me singing. So I just had to, you know, get my cut mopped up and then just, yeah, head out and then just had an amazing night after that. But I just thought, I have to confess to the band now. Fell down the stage and I really hope they ask me back again.
I mean, what a pro, right? Like you hurt yourself and you said, well, I have a performance to do.
I had no choice. I mean, they're a big band anyway. They're big in Sheffield, but they're a big UK band. And it was, so my choir director is a professional singer too, and she sang with them. So I thought, I can't let her down. I can't let myself down. I can't let the rest of the guys down. And I really, really wanted to sing this because it's great, great music. And it doesn't matter what happened. I'm just going to have to go on unperformed and perform and just sing. And I did, when I sort of hobbled up and stood there, my mic's there, and I did look out and go, I can't see anybody out there. Can they see me? No, they can't see me. Maxine, just carry on. But I literally could feel that the blood is trickling down and sticking to my leg through my trousers. But worse things have happened to people, haven't they? Haven't they?
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Is that how you carry on? Like you just think, you know what, you know, this is fine, and you just push through it?
I think it's part of my personality. When I know that things have happened to me very, very publicly, I literally act as if that's okay. I can brush this off. And inside, I just go, oh, my God, this is killing me. I've actually once ruptured my Achilles tendon in the middle of a volleyball match. And I was miles away from home. I had to be carted off to hospital. The ambulance had to come. I looked at my foot and I thought, oh, my leg's straight, but my foot's over on the floor to the right. What's going on there? And I look at my my fellow player and think, you kicked me. And I thought, she didn't kick me. Oh, I know what I've done. And I could feel the pain. I just went, suck it up. I'll scream and shout when I get home. And I had to wait for about 10 hours before I got into my house, shut that door, and then I would do it. But for some reason, it's not going to come out when I'm in public. I just kind of suck it up. That's not necessarily a good trait.
Yeah,
I have to say.
No, no wonder they call you the Terminator. Wow.
I know. Yeah, but I do that, and I feel like I'm a bit of a risk taker. So with risks come, you know, some accidents, and I have to learn to take all of those things. And yeah, so people will put me out there knowing that if things happen, that I'm the person that it's okay. I'll just like grit my teeth and just get on with it and then tell people about it later on and show off the scars.
That's intense. That is so intense. I'm sitting here probably, you know, in more pain than you were back then, like just emotionally. I'm like, oh no, like that hurts. Like I can't handle it.
But it's when I came down later on and I suddenly realized, oh, I know some people in the crowd. Oh my goodness, did they see anything? I thought, right, I'll wait till they come up to me. Oh God, didn't know you were singing. You were absolutely amazing. I just go, thank you. Thank you. Did you enjoy the performance? Yeah, I went, yeah, I loved every minute of it. And I thought, I'm not telling them anything. The band know, the choir knows, but nobody else is going to know about that because you just have to carry on. you know, you've got to style the thing out and they just get back on there and sing.
That is a very choiry performer thing to do, is just pretend like everything's normal. Yeah. Oh yeah, wrong note. That's how it's supposed to sound.
Wasn't me, straight face, carry on singing.
Everything's fine.
I'm just testing out different lyrics, different notes right now. We're just an alternative kind of choir. We are out there. Yeah, just doing it.
I love it. I love it. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to leave time for you to brag a little bit. So fill us in. What are you here to plug? Tell us about your book and tell us where we can find it and you.
Well, my book is called Don't Poo in the Pudding Bowl. It's literally a selection of stories about, and I've been teaching for 37 years. Okay, so from the time I started teaching, the stuff that the students said to me or did to me, or the relationships that we developed that were really quite funny, to how the boys can challenge me and to how I react when they ask me certain questions. Think of all the questions boys can ask you and me just going, yeah, that's fine. Let me just give you an anatomy story right now. And they go, oh, okay, thank you for that. And I'll move on. So it's all those stories and me. So all those collections, and what is interesting is that when the students knew that I was writing this book, they'd go, am I in it? Can I be in it? And I'd go, of course you're in it. Is it okay if I'm changing your name? No, don't change my name. I'm in it. Please put my full name in there. And I go, oh, okay. I'll put your full name in there. So it's called Don't Poo in a Pudding Bowl, and you can find it at maxineblake.com and or any other Amazon outlets or Kobo, Barnes & Noble and so on. So please go out, have a giggle on me, and please let me know what you think.
I love it. I'm going to have links for that and everything else that you do down in the show notes. And with that, I just want to say thank you once again for joining me.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And thank you for listening. Carry on. I mean, sometimes it might be prudent to step off and make sure you're okay, but they say the world is a stage. Keep performing and try not to trip too often. Special thank you to Maxine for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, including her book, Don't Poo in the Pudding Bowl, which, I mean, a title like that, I feel like you have to read it. And if you want more Maxine, you can check out episode 53 of Broken Bulbs. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and review. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. You can also share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. This helps us grow and gets us closer to our goal of 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. I know, huge goal, but here's hoping we can do it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio. We are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The music in this podcast is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. And the artwork we have is by the amazing Bethany Gustafson. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.